Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Krista, C-H-R-I-S-T-A, Spence, S-P-E-N-C-E. Krista Spence is a 52-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 9/24/17. She was lifting a patient in a wheelchair during a pivot of her body. But as a result, she believes she injured her lower back and went to an urgent care center afterwards. She had further evaluation leading to a chain of stents to be diagnosis of lumbar sprain and strain, common herniations, common stenosis. She was told she has degenerative disc disease and old injuries. She did not undergo any surgery in this matter. She continued to perform light exercise on her own as she is an occupational therapist. Paragraph, insert the summary we already have. And now physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Her legs were shaven. Period, the rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, and lumbosacral normal. General appearance, she was talkative and focused on her dissatisfaction about the workers' compensation process and being pushed into work hardening. She states that other doctors are, quote, not putting it all together, end quote. She had to adjust everything she does as a result of this incident. She used to run 5K races. She's in school now for a doctorate in physical therapy / occupational therapy to achieve a desk job. She does wear orthotics in her shoes. She believes she has an oblique tear in the left hip and was told it would not heal. Impressions. On 9/24/17, Krista Spence experienced low back pain with numbness and tingling after maneuvering a client. She was seen by Dr. Donaldson and started on medications and activity modification. She then followed up with Dr. Lee. X-rays demonstrated L5-S1 disc space collapse. A course of physical therapy was rendered. New paragraph, she had a lumbar MRI on 11/1/17 to be inserted here. She returned to Dr. Lee, who reviewed these results with her. She wrote straight leg raise maneuver was positive. She referred her for physical therapy / work hardening and a functional capacity evaluation. He discussed the possibility of facet blocks of radio frequency ablation. In the paragraph, she was then seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell on 11/28/17. In addition to the MRI, he wrote X-rays were done in the office and showed advanced degenerative changes at L5-S1 without subluxation or instability and normal lordosis without fracture or subluxation. But his diagnostic assessment was lumbosacral disc degeneration that was pre-existing but asymptomatic prior to the work accident. Therapy would not be recommended as the work hardening is making her worse. He did recommend a functional capacity evaluation, but this was done on 12/7/17, during which she demonstrated maximum effort. She was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category. New paragraph on 4/24/18, she returned to Dr. Mitchell. He learned she had a pre-existing history of chiropractic treatment on her lumbar spine prior to the accident of 9/24/17. She was also seen by Dr. Becan, B-E-C-A-N, on 5/4/18 for a permanency evaluation. Offered 60% partial total for chronic lumbar sacral strain and sprain with herniated discs, L4-5 and L5-S1, as well as multi-level degenerative disc disease. Period. She was also seen on 1/4/19 by Dr. Hausmann, Hausmann. Period. He diagnosed lumbar strain with referred left hip pain. Period. He wrote she likely had some intensification of her pre-existing back condition of degenerative disc disease, but there was no objective basis for that claim, since the findings on the MRI were consistent with degenerative disc disease and not traumatic disc herniation. Period. His pronosy was 2% partial total, regardless of causality. Period. She required no additional treatment and had a good prognosis. Period. New paragraph and point of fact. She was seen on 4/14/16 by Dr. Atkinson due to occasional flare-ups of left side of sciatica treated with Aleve. Period. She was referred for blood work and also received chiropractic care from Dr. Carabassi, C-R-A-B-A-S-I, from 11/30/16 through 3/2/17. Period. The paragraph of current examination is entirely benign. Period. The paragraph, I would offer no more than 2% estimated by Dr. Hausmann. Period. And underline this. Laura, please print out the chiropractic records, comma, at least the first and last. Period. It does appear she also underwent a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Deutsch on 9/22/22, period. He reviewed her course of treatment and the results of diagnostic studies to date, period. Ultimately, scratch that, he did write Carabassi chiropractic notes were from 11/30/16 through 7/12/18, period. She had lumbar sacral x-rays on 9/22/22, showing no significant change from the x-ray of 11/1/72. Other than enlargement of the anterior osteophytes. Period. On that earlier study, disc heights were well preserved above L5-S1. Period. At L5-S1, there was degenerative collapse with in-place sclerosis, comma, small anterior osteophyte, comma, and moderate to severe loss of height. Period. He explained that obviously the disc degeneration was pre-existing, but they could not be certain when the disc herniation occurred. Period, however, she was asymptomatic prior and her current pain would be related to the work incident. Period. He discussed the natural history of back pain and disc degeneration, period, as she had had no treatment since 2017, and it appears from her notes that she has been consistently complaining regarding this pain with both back pain and leg pain. Therefore, further treatment is indicated if she desired. Period, he mentioned a repeat course of therapy could be contemplated. She stated she would rather continue with the home exercise program, that she is now an occupational therapist and feels she can do much of her own physical therapy. Baird being restricted by the FCE has limited her job opportunities. He discussed the possibility of pursuing an epidural injection and surgery if she remains symptomatic afterwards. The paragraph, there does not appear to have been an objective progression for the worse since her permanency award, It is now also, it is also evident that this petitioner had pre-existing, well back, problems with radicular symptoms before the event of 9/24/17. She, in fact, had treated with a chiropractor for more than a year. For approximately 4 months through 3/2/17 for these symptoms. I would not ascribe her degenerative disc disease and herniations to the event of 9/24/17, but rather to the natural degenerative process of aging. And that is the end.